Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I would like to thank my friend Chris. I just saw this memory from 6 years ago where he said, hey, BJ, Seattle is 21-13. Boston is 21-13, and they were about to have a series with each other 6 years ago.
Well, how'd that turn out?
Yeah. Neither team went to the World Series. I know that in 2016.
I know for sure one didn't.
Yeah. 6 years ago, that didn't happen for Boston either, I don't believe. Now, of course, neither one of those teams are 21-13 at all. Yep.
Wow, man, that just really brought.
I know. Well, that was Facebook. Thanks, Facebook, for showing me that damn memory. I just popped up like that.
Son of a.
Hate these memories. But if you would like to give us a better memory, 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
So Carly, she tweeted at me because I mentioned that I'm going to, sometimes in this month, we're going to go to a Mariners game, like a Sunday afternoon game, I think.
Do it!
And we're going to bring Tatum, Tatum's first ever baseball game.
Aww.
And Carly mentioned if you take Tatum to a Mariners game, be sure to stop by Guest Services to get her first game certificate. Aww. It's kind of cheesy, but fun for us moms to keep in our baby keepsake boxes. Not cheesy, well, it is cheesy, but I'm doing that in a heartbeat. That's awesome.
We did not know about that when we took Lily to her first one last year, and thank you to the Mariners, because we were walking out and one of the staff members was like, hey, how'd you enjoy the game? And we're like, it's her first one. And they're like, you need to come in. And they brought us her certificate. She was so excited. Like,
and they signed her up for her very first credit card, I hear.
They did. It was awesome. She's now a season ticket holder. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's in debt. It's insane. Look at that. It's got the Mariner moose on it.
Yeah.
I attended my first Seattle Mariners baseball game at T-Mobile Park, and then the name and the date.
How much toddler stuff do they have at T-Mobile? I mean, Danny, because Lily is what? How eight?
She was seven last year. She's eight.
I took Joey at four because he finally was able to know stuff.
Yep.
To the point where all he did was just run me around. It was Oakland. We went to see an A's game because we were living in the Bay Area, and he was just running me around trying to catch foul balls. So I'm thinking, like, is she old enough that, or do they have stuff like little kids can do at a game? Because that's a 4 hour, 3 to 4 hour excursion.
I guarantee you won't be 3 to 4 hours. I'd be shocked if we get past the third inning, yeah, to be honest with you. Yeah. And I'm hoping if we get the fourth or fifth inning, to me, that's a victory. Yeah. It's probably nothing fun for her. But other than just the overwhelming vibe of being there and all the sights and then the toys and they have a play area.
There is. There's the kids' play area called the Kids' Corner. It's in the 300 level. And, you know, you can go hang out. It's for free for kids 14 and under.
Well, I don't even need to buy a ticket. I mean, a good ticket.
I feel like you have. I was going to say, I think you do need a ticket. They don't just let you walk in.
I got my child.
I have a child. I am allowed to go.
Just give me whatever the cheapest ticket is. I don't even think we're going anywhere near our seats. We'll probably just, there's a slide.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
A little playground area. You could also meet the Mariner moose like 90 minutes to 30 minutes before the first pitch, and then the second, third, seventh, and eighth innings. So there's
Does
like
dad
a little
get to meet the moose as well.
I think looks like
you are
the
there.
Dead.
It's not like they're going to kick you out and just have the kids there.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's like Jay Buhner, where he's like, hey, I'll take pictures with the kids, but not the adults.
I mean, the kid freak out. So you have to, you know, even if she's not freaking out, it's like, gosh, she freaks out, so I need to be in this picture.
This is getting better and better.
So, yeah. Steve, I don't know if you have your tickets already, but yeah, that seems like the thing to do. Get the 300 level tickets and go hang out there. Because
there's absolutely no need to have good seats.
I suggest Father's Day weekend or Father's Day Sunday, because that's when I'm taking Lily, and then we could all go meet the Mariner Moose together.
So we're thinking about doing it later this month, but maybe we'll do it that time, I think, on Memorial Weekend.
Ooh, nice.
It's like a Sunday game at 1 in the afternoon.
I might show up to that one as well.
But do you want your child
at the slide?
Yeah.
Do you want Danny around your child? Because he's kind of a drunken, you know, guy when he's at those games.
We'll spin Tatum around in circles until look just as drunk as Danny.
Yeah. Nice. Maybe we should like a contest to see who can do stuff better.
Yeah, dude, that's her thing.
Drunk
right
Danny
now.
Or Spinny Tatum.
Yeah. She, I spin fast, and then she spins fast, and then just stands there for a second giggling. And I'm like, I'm witnessing a drunk individual.
Oh,
right
yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Or me and my rave days.
Well, think like, about
it's
it.
It's one or the other.
I mean, again, she's so your kid. I mean, you're going to have to watch her when she gets to be like, you know, college age, because she's probably going to be a mushroom kid like her dad.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, if she's getting high from spinning, you know, it's, I mean, you got to watch that kid.
it's not a genetic thing. Like, she's like, dad liked mushrooms. I'm going to love mushrooms too.
That's exactly
she likes olives, by the way, not mushrooms.
Okay. I'm just making a prediction that knowing how you've gone in life, the apple does not fall far from the tree is all I'm saying.
Oh, no. Someone said, sorry, folks, but the playground is closed.
Aww.
What? Why would... What?
How? Why?
Why?
I don't know if
that's
true.
Why? We'll have to look that up. We'll have to call somebody at the Mariners. You know, you
call the moose.
All right. The moose can tell us what's going on.
Yeah, I don't need that kind of crap.
Why?
Yeah, you need to know.
Why?
What to do with that kid if there's no place to play?
We're breaking in.
Yeah, we got to figure this out.
That'd be funny if we got escorted out. Like, what happened? We broke into the play.
Yeah, we weren't supposed to be here.
She wanted to ride the slide, and Dad's not going to disappoint her.
Yeah, without a play area, I'm not too sure what. I mean, you get her food, and then she like, whoa, look at this, but you're not going to really watch much of the game, right?
Was the moose den going to be available?
Yeah, the moose was last year. He was there all the time.
Okay.
We're talking now, though.
I mean, he's got to go find the moose.
Well, you go to the moose den, though.
Oh, what's the moose den? That's a whole different place?
Yeah, 90 minutes to 30 minutes before the first pitch.
Oh, I thought that was the play area.
No, it's just another thing.
Oh, all right. Well, hopefully the moose den is still around. I mean, that's fun.
Yeah, definitely like... Oh, man, I'll have to, like, Danny, you want to get in line for us and we'll meet you there? I'll buy your ticket.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
We'll be that group of people. Right. I'm no stranger to cutting lines. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Not intentional.
You're a better man than me because I really like to watch the game. I mean, a lot of people don't care, but I really do. And it was very frustrating. Yeah.
I like just hanging out and enjoying the ambiance. Like, to me, that's the fun about being at a baseball game. Of course, I pay attention to it, but like, you know, going to the pen, checking out the food. I love going to the merch area.
So that's why I like to get there really early, because once the game starts, I do not want to do anything but watch the game.
See, but there's monitors at the kids' play area, so you could not miss any of the action.
But see, I get mad at myself for thinking I'm going to go watch the game on TV when I'm at the game. I could do this at home.
The playground outside my house with my cell phone if I want to do that. And
exactly. You're absolutely right.
That's one of my favorite things about the Terrace Club, is because they have the whole little bar with the TV, so I could still go to the game and then walk out and watch it live, or I could go back in and get drunk and watch it on the TV.
Oh, good news, guys.
What's that?
What's this?
The guy was doing a vacation joke. I didn't even pick up on that. It said, sorry, folks, playground is closed. Moose at the front should have told you.
Oh, okay.
When they go and
see, that's why texting
closed.
Is so not
I thought he
complete.
Meant the Mariner moose.
Yeah. I'm glad you really fleshed that out.
I'm happy because someone said, hey, I went on Monday and there were kids crawling through tubes. I think that means it was open.
Yeah.
That's
or they're criminals.
Yeah, I'm
or
not
they're
sure.
Ninja Turtles.
I'm not sure what's happening.
With that, what is the first, like, sports event you remember attending? Like,
wrestling.
When you were a kid.
Really?
As a child?
Yes.
Yes. Awesome. Same.
I went to my mom took me to church where there was a wrestling event going on, an independent wrestling show.
Oh,
that's why when I perform and do the wrestling thing, and I will always have fun just BSing and meeting kids, because it just brings me right back to being a kid and meeting what I thought were like these, you know, huge celebrity wrestlers, when it was just no different than like guys like me and my friends, like, you know, just doing it on the weekends, just for a love of it, or hoping that, you know, some hoping that he could go further, but for others just doing it because they love the experience. But, you know, as a kid, you're like, this guy's like the WWE wrestler. And it was awesome.
That is fun. It is fun for a child to think that a big time star is hanging with him.
And not knowing that, honest, that guy's probably like the mechanic down the street.
Doesn't matter, does it?
No, it doesn't at that moment.
Yeah.
They're larger than life. And that to me is what I love about doing the independent wrestling thing. It's because it brings me back to being there with my mom, who begrudgingly took me.
That's awesome.
Took me. And it's so weird to think that we were at a church with a couple hundred loud, not using the most colorful, using some colorful language in a church, watching men beat each other up.
Yeah. I was 7 years old, and it was the miracle year for the Boston Red Sox. They called them the Cardiac Kids. And I remember that it was so electric. I had no idea that I would suffer so much with that team, because I thought, this is great. These guys are great. They're champion. Of course, they didn't win the World Series that year, and it took them a long time to win the World Series, actually.
The other thing was going to Yankees games, but it was during the 80s, and the Yankees, that was the one decade where they sucked.
So bad.
Don Mattingly was a great player. Unfortunately, his era of time was really bad.
Dave Winfield, Dave Rigetti.
Yeah,
all those guys.
There were dudes, but the Yankees just were not.
They were terrible. Yeah. And man, it was so much fun though going to those games, because my dad, he was miserable the whole time, but that's okay.
That's okay. That worked out.
He took us. What about you?
Mine was probably the New Mexico Lobos, the basketball team. And my uncle had season tickets, so we would always go. And that was always like my first like male bonding experience, because I didn't have a dad. So it's like, we're going to go and get nachos and go watch basketball. And I never understood the game to this day. But it was great.
There was five guys trying to put a ball in a hoop.
Yeah.
Against five other guys trying to make them not.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Basketball.
I was so obsessed with my nachos at that point. It was like, this is all I want is nachos.
You know, usually food makes every event with anybody good.
Stadium food, arena food is the best.
Yeah. So good.
Vicky?
I don't remember who won or anything or who we were playing against, but I remember going to the Kingdom, watching the Mariners play, and my favorite part was my dad bought me a Ken Griffey Jr. shirt that I would wear all the time, just because I was obsessed with Ken Griffey Jr. and Edgar Martinez. And then when Ken Griffey left, I became solely obsessed with Edgar Martinez.
She went out on Occidental and burned it.
She still spits on the statue.
Just starting fires.
I'm driven with her. She's like, pull over, and she gets on, spits on the Ken Griffey Jr. statue. It's very weird.
Every time, right?
Every time.
It's like, I loved you, and you left. And then people look at me funny, but I it's awesome to say that I got to see the Kingdom and watch a game in the Kingdom.
Yeah.
Before it was gone.
I never got to do that. Yeah.
The most beautiful stadium of all stadiums, some would say.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Not sure who would say that, but okay.
What about Rev?
You know what? It was actually wrestling as well. WWF at the Tacoma Dome.
Oh,
and the main event was Hulk Hogan taking on King Kong Bundy.
Five.
And I cried when Hulk Hogan body slammed King Kong Bundy.
Why, you wanted King Kong Bundy to win?
No, out of joy, because the whole crowd was cheering, everyone was going nuts, and I was so happy.
Nice.
And King Kong Bundy was a big dude.
He was huge. Yeah,
like a portly fella.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure my two kids have a lot of wonderful experiences about sports, because I took them.
Oh.
You know, and
they both just gave you like the hairiest of all hairy eyeballs.
Whatever.
The one time you took them to the Red Sox and you got the seats behind the thingy.
That's a family experience, but that's not the only time we went and did sports.
Oh, okay.
It might be the one that Sarah remembers more. And I don't think Joey remembers Oakland at all. I don't think he does. And he was a lovely child. We moved our seats, because in Oakland, nobody went to the games. Oh. So you could go anywhere you wanted to in that stadium. It didn't matter. And I swear, everywhere someone hit a foul ball, that was where we had to go. And I'm like, that's when I realized, boy, this being a father really sucks. Because I was at something I loved, and I did not have a good time. Because
they sucked the life out of it.
I'm not kidding. Joey would not let it go. We are getting a ball today, Dad. And I'm like, kid, you don't understand. The odds of a ball going right where you just saw it, like, it's like, this is not how it works. We should stay in one place. Maybe you get lucky. I tried to reason with him. Joe's like, no, we're going there because that's where a ball went. And then all of a sudden, a ball would be somewhere else. Now we're going. It was ping pong all over Oakland Alameda. And I was just,
that makes sense on why Joe wants to go all around Mariner Stadium when we go to, but he's just drunk at this point.
Yeah. And then tells you, can I call you Dad? It's very weird.
That's very weird. And he doesn't even remember. That's the problem when you take these little kids places and they have no clue what a pain in the ass they were. So they don't understand why you hate them. You know, yeah, we really wish you could show them a film.
Well, that's why I make sure I do things that I enjoy as well. So even if they don't remember, I enjoyed it. Yeah. Like going to Peppa Pig Land in Florida in October for my birthday.
Yeah, that's
nice.
That is, I didn't know how much you enjoyed Peppa Pig, because I did not enjoy friggin' Barney. And there's no way I would have went to Barney Town if they had one.
Well, because Barney's trash.
True. Barney was not trash.
Sorry, Sarah. She just gave me that same hairy arm.
I got news for you. I think if you take a look at the popularity of Peppa Pig and Barney, Barney kicks Peppa Pig's ass for the time.
Yeah, do kids grow up with a Barney accent? No. Clearly, Peppa Pig dominates.
Oh, you don't think
my kids... child oinks all the time, snorts.
And my child was like, I love you. That's all I ever heard.
So which
from
would
Sarah.
You rather? A snorting child or a bad singing child?
You're acting like both of those choices are one that I'd want.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. No, I don't want a snorter or a lover, as it were. Whatever
Whoa,
that means.
What the hell?
Look that up, kids.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.